Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Deanne Penn at United Nations headquarters in New York. Coming up in this week's program, a new alliance seeks to advance women and girls in innovation and technology. And the head of the newly created UN Counterterrorism Office tells us geographical balance and gender equality will be essential to its success. But first, women are still a minority in most of the armed forces around the world, and in some ways, that is a privileged position. That's the view of Lieutenant Colonel Katie Hislop of the United Kingdom, who is the only female commander at the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. She heads the UK contingent, which is responsible for a few engineering projects in the country, including a new hospital in Bentiu. The hospital will serve UN mission personnel, thus freeing the nearby Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, international hospital to treat more civilians. Regina Gall spoke with Lieutenant Colonel Hislop, who talks about the hospital conditions and her experience in South Sudan.
And one of our first engineering tasks was to put up a tented hospital, which is over in Bentiu, in order to treat any of the UNMISS staff who needed treatment. Mm-hmm. It's one of a number of engineer projects that we are doing in Bentiu and over in Malakal as well.
Are there rooms we can say, maybe consultation room, there's a room to maybe monitor or something?
Mm-hmm. So the hospital has an emergency department, mm-hmm. which would deal with somebody who had a catastrophic injury or a disease, and that's clearly a key concern in this part of the world. It's also got treatment for more routine diseases and injuries. So if any of the UN staff over in Bentiu become ill, then they can be reassured there's a hospital there to treat them. And that frees up space in the MSF hospital, which is there to treat the civilians. So a really good hospital all round. And as I say, one of the construction projects that we are doing over there, along with other engineering tasks, such as building additional helicopter landing sites, and also doing a lot of work on the drainage over there, which is a huge challenge, particularly at this time of year during the rainy season.
You are the only female commander in South Sudan. Share your experience with us.
I might be the only female contingent commander out here in South Sudan, and I would be delighted to share some experiences with you, and not least because I recognise that women are still a minority in most of the armed forces across the world. So in some ways it's a privileged position. Fortunately for me in the UK, it's a fairly normal position I find myself in. So if there's anything that I could do to be a role model for young women who perhaps don't think that a military career is possible, then that would be great, and I'd be happy to do that. In terms of my experiences out here, one of the best parts of the deployment so far has been being so warmly welcomed by all those people that we meet, both the local population but also the other contingents out here who have a huge amount of experience working for the UN. We are a very new member of the team here from Britain, and so it's delightful to hear from the Indian engineers, for instance, to learn some of their skills they've got, and also to work with a whole host of civilian staff from UNMISS.
The innovation and technology sector holds huge opportunities for women, said to become more tangible with a new alliance aimed at advancing women and girls in the field. That's the assessment of Fiona Bayat-Henu, Director of Innovation at UN Women, which has launched the Global Innovation Coalition for Change, the GICC. The coalition is comprised of 22 partners from private sector, non-profit and academic institutions that will work together over a two-year period. Natalie Hutchison asked Ms. Bayat-Henu how the GICC alliance came to fruition and what best practices will ensure it succeeds.
I think it's important to highlight why we actually need this coalition. Right now, there's a huge gender gap in the innovation and technology sectors. For example, only 6% of app developers are women. Over 1.7 million women don't own mobile phones. Yet there are also huge opportunities for women in the sector. So again, GSMA has estimated that closing the gender gap in mobile phone ownership could add an estimated 170 $170 billion in market opportunities by 2020. But the reason that there are these huge gaps that continue to persist and widen are because of a number of barriers. And one of the key barriers is limited market awareness and investment in innovation and technologies that work for women. So the Global Innovation Coalition for Change is really a global partnership of industry, private sector, and not-for-profit and academic partners that are really coming together to help address this barrier at an industry level. For the launch, we expect the GICC to identify what are the specific industry challenges that limit women and girls' advancement in innovation and technology. We expect them to organize themselves into work streams to address these barriers over the next 2 years.
And what was the process like leading up to this launch?
So UN Women is creating this coalition. We've welcomed partners who are committed to advancing women in innovation and technology across leading industries. The process has involved many dialogue sessions with partners to share our vision.
So UN Women said in the press release that this will involve sharing good practices, developing capacity, and investing in specific innovation. So what, in your opinion, are some of the most significant good practices that need to be implemented?
That's a great question. I think some of the key good practices that we really want to hear more about include hearing about how do we identify the unique needs of women and girls. We know that there's a research bias, so innovation-based research doesn't really focus on gender differences. Women are also just taken the same as men, which often leads to their needs not being met. We're looking for good practices around collecting gender disaggregated data, which again will allow us to better understand what are their needs. We're looking at good practices about promoting women and retaining them in STEM-related fields. For example, how are organizations removing gender stereotypes and biases in their recruitment processes? How are they improving access to flexible schedules and work-life policies to allow women to advance in this area?
The Undersecretary General of the newly created United Nations Counterterrorism Office believes that geographical balance and gender equality are prerequisites for the success of the unit. Vladimir Voronkov was appointed by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in June after the General Assembly approved the establishment of a new office to help member states implement the organization's global counterterrorism strategy. With 30 staff, 70% of whom are women from 25 countries, Mr. Voronkov said the future for the unit looked promising. And Thomas started by asking how his previous experience as Russian permanent representative in Vienna helped him in his new role.
I spent in Vienna about 6 years, and I think it's a really very important experience because Vienna platform comprises of about 20 international organizations. So the agenda of this organization is very different, and each ambassador who is working here in Vienna should accommodate himself to these different tasks on different platforms. So I think this experience to switch on different topics, the capability to agree on very sensitive issues is very good prerequisite for the successful work in New York.
And how do you think the new office, the counterterrorism office, will work with the various entities here in Vienna that are concerned with counterterrorism work?
There is a very strong unit dealing with counterterrorism agenda because they are implementing very important projects connected with prevention of radicalization in prisons, with border regimes and so on and so forth. So it's very practical contribution to fight against terrorism.
So what do you think are the greatest challenges and the greatest opportunities in your new job?
I think very important is to have effective unit which comprises of many countries, and this is the case. Now in this office for counterterrorism, it's about 30 persons from 25 countries. And I think this geographical balance is very important, speaking about the possibility of enhancing of the staff. The second very important issue I would like to raise, that we have a real gender balance inside this unit, because speaking about 30 persons, about 70% are ladies. So I think it's, again, very good and promising for future, because gender factor, gender equality is one of the major prerequisites for very successful work of the UN.
You've been listening to UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. You can follow more of our programs at radio.un.org. We're also on Facebook under UN Radio and on Twitter under UN News Center. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Deanne Penn.